launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. We may actually resume at some point the list of 30 things to stop doing to yourself, but we're going to go to the phones first and also maybe flesh out the discussion a little bit more on the victory lap, the gloating that some will do in the aftermath of a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
An unexpected happening, like recently here in New Hampshire, there was a cop who was apparently shot and another man who was killed in some way. I honestly haven't done any research into the story. I've just seen the headlines. So I don't know, number one, why the cop was there in the man's house in the first place. Apparently the cop ended up getting killed. The man apparently perished in some sort of an explosion or perhaps for some other reason, but there was also a subsequent explosion blowing a hole in the house's roof and other places.
Yeah.
So I don't know what... Had you read any further into that, Brett?
Even the Boston Globe this morning said the details of the whole event were still pretty sketchy.
Mm.
The gentleman who shot the man who shot the cop had no prior criminal record. There's some reports of people in the neighborhood. Now, it was an over 55 community, too. So
yeah, that's interesting.
When people hear noise, they live in a quiet town like Brentwood, New Hampshire, and they're 68 years old, and they hear people yelling, who are you going to call? You know, and that's right. Sad that that's the way it is.
So there
right?
was an argument. There was some sort of a fight in the house.
The police officer was sent there to investigate a domestic disturbance.
Okay.
Yes, he found one.
For some reason, he went into the house with, you know, his gun drawn, apparently, and he was shot.
There's reasons why a police officer would respond to a domestic dispute and then enter a home with his gun drawn, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's viable reasons that might occur.
And, I mean, you know, Brentwood is a town that has a small police force, and I know somebody on the force, mm-hmm. you know, that I'm friendly with, even. So, I see how this affects people. And I was a little disturbed by, like I said, the victory lap, the I told you so, the celebration of this event. And this is not a town filled with thug cops, just from my experience. Now, Certainly there are towns that are in New Hampshire, as we know, as many of us have had experience with, right? Certain mm-hmm. towns come to mind. But this was not one of them from my experience. You know, you get pulled over. I never, ever got a ticket in New Hampshire, even as a teen driving. So, you know, I mean, my experience is different than one that would lead me to celebrate the death of one of Brentwood's cops.
So are you saying, you're not saying don't post how you feel, but on the other hand, if you are going to post how you feel, maybe you should be more cognizant of how it'll be received?
You know, I'm really happy for the Larkin Roses of this world. You know, the people who will say things that I won't. I have a Facebook page for the School Sucks show. I've been trying to post on it more regularly, and what's available if you want to post 10 times a day is mostly memes. And memes can be pretty snarky, and I find myself like posting things saying, oh, I would never post this on my personal page. So yeah, I'm glad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad I have this other page where I can put this stuff that is a little bit more cutting, but it's funny. So I'm glad that people like Larkin exists who will say things that I won't, and I think that our only counter is not to shame them or say that, oh, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't talk that way, is to try and balance it the best we can.
Use it as an excuse to talk about the issue?
Yeah, well, to balance it with deeper conversations. And I'm not saying, I mean, Larkin is a genius, so I'm not trying to single him out. He's a brilliant guy and certainly capable.
Well, one could be a genius in getting likes and responses on your Facebook page and not necessarily a genius in convincing people, too.
It's true. Yeah. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Paul. He's in Nashville. And, Paul, you're on Free Talk Live, being Brett and Mark.
Hi. It's actually Nashua, New Hampshire, listening on 1990.
Excellent.
Good discussion. I guess I was calling in because I think most of what I was going to say has been covered just now. But there was some discussion of the drug war and everything. And my understanding is this is, you know, not related to the drug war. This is a call for a domestic dispute. I guess we can't really know exactly what happened between when the cop rolled up and when he entered the house. But there are completely, to my mind, legitimate reasons that, you know, if he rolls up and, you know, he sees somebody threatening somebody else with a gun or something in the house, you know, there could be legitimate reasons there for responding. And I certainly wouldn't, you know, you know, obviously, even if the cop was in the wrong, it's never right to celebrate a tragedy. But in this particular case, it seems like the cop may have been acting justly. It's quite possible that he did, you know, enter in order to save somebody's life that was being threatened. And that's what, as far as everything that I've read, that could have been what happened.
Sure. Yeah. I would even just take, you said celebrating a tragedy. I think that a lot of people would say, just based on what I saw, they would say, I don't celebrate tragedy. This is a victory over the state, you know?
But some people will, some people will post, like, the stupid criminal of the day story or photo, right?
Yeah.
And they'll say, look at this dumb butt. He did this thing and ended up, slit in half by the store's escalator. I don't know. I'm just coming up with something.
Yuck.
What's that?
Yuck, yuck.
Right. And then, you know, celebrating a tragedy in that circumstance.
But that's okay because it's a criminal, not someone wearing a badge.
Right. Well, and the assumption is that they're always, you know, there was criminal intent there. I think if it's a domestic dispute, we don't know why this police officer, when he could very well have seen something through a window, heard, you hear a blood-curdling scream, you just pull up outside, you are the law enforcement officer.
And now no one's going to know because he's dead, right? So we don't
know how do you handle
what the story was.
One thing that makes a lot of this possible, too, is distance. If you're in the mall and you see a man do something stupid and get sliced in half by the escalator, you don't go. I'm guessing that almost everybody would not go up and say, ha ha,
horrifying.
But you start putting this distant, maybe he's 30 states away. It's over the internet. It's already been made into a meme.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's not as real anymore. And I can remember there was this debate a couple years ago in the Free State Project. A police officer in Stratum, I believe, was killed. And there was some talk of going and protesting, or maybe not protesting, but demonstrating at his funeral.
Oh, what a good idea.
Worst idea ever. As far as that actually made me at the time want to distance myself from all things.
Well, you know, the PR for the Westboro Baptist Church, they have great PR.
Exactly.
I mean, imitate them.
Yeah,
but a lot of people.
More of that.
Yeah, but a lot of people were saying that wow, this would be a really good outreach opportunity for the drug war. It's a good outreach opportunity for nothing. It's just PR suicide, as far as I'm concerned. But that is different because that actually would have been face to face, and it would have been interesting to see how some people would have behaved, even if they have these strong anti-cop views. It would have been interesting to see what the impact would be if they came face to face with the grieving family of a cop at that cop's funeral.
We know the Westboro Baptist Church people did it because they wanted people to fight them. They wanted angry, grieving family members to come at them so they'd have the ability to sue and gain some sort of financial advantage.
So that's just really like a racket more than anything, I think.
Seemed like it. Paul, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, yeah, I just think that it's important to not view, collectivism is wrong regardless. And I think viewing somebody as a cop, just because they're a cop, they're the bad guy. Let's look at the individual circumstances here. It's very different. You know, if he busted in a drug raid to this family peacefully sitting there, it would still be a tragic situation, but it would be different. And then this circumstance, he may have been responding to somebody seriously in danger, and we shouldn't just judge somebody because they're a cop.
I agree that you shouldn't do that, and thank you, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you. In fact, I wanted to point to further that point a little bit. When I moved to New Hampshire, I was angry at the police because I'd seen so many stories and heard so many stories and known people who'd had their lives personal stories as well, personal friends of mine who had been arrested and their lives made worse by the police, and it was easy to saddle all police with that same responsibility. Every cop must be the same. They're all part of the thin blue line.
Well, it's said in the Liberty Movement that all cops are bad. The very act of being a cop is bad at times, and people say this in the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to address here. We can continue in a moment at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And how that my perspective changed on that after moving up here. More on the way. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. We still have the 30 things, of which we have done 9 of those things. 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We can continue that list, which we've been doing now for off and on over the last month and a half.
4 months or so, yeah.
So we'll continue that here in a little bit. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And I was talking about the police and how when I moved to New Hampshire, I was pretty mad about the police. And to me, police were just this nondescript, nebulous mass of people. who all operated by the same principle of, you know, make life hell for peaceful people, and every now and then bust a real criminal. And while I still think that police do things that are wrong on a regular basis, one of the shifts that happened with me here in New Hampshire is getting to know the police as human beings. And that's something that I don't think you can avoid as an activist in New Hampshire, because as an activist, you're going to encounter the police. Likely, if you're out doing activist things, if you're just voting or something, you're probably not going to. But if you are out doing activist-y kind of things, you're going to encounter the police. You're going to get to know these guys, whether you like it or not. And that will result in them being more real, I think, to you.
Yeah.
And you realizing that, you know, these guys aren't monsters. Most of them aren't monsters. And they're just people like you and I who, in this case, they believe they're doing right, you know, following their orders, doing their jobs, that they've been told this story about how they need to do these things for the functioning of society, et cetera, et cetera. But we believe that they're doing wrong by hurting peaceful people, arresting people for victimless crimes. And looking at them as monsters, treating them as monsters, is never going to convince them that they're doing the wrong thing.
You can never shame somebody into seeing eye to eye with you. And someday I hope there's like a definitive study on the ratio of bad apples to the rest of the bunch. Hmm. So we can finally know, is it 5%? Is it 95%? It's probably somewhere in the middle. Yeah, it is a profession that does attract monsters. But I would, you know, guess that less than half of the people who are police are in it for the worst of intentions.
Well, I can tell you that prison guards are more roundly vilified than police officers in society. And my experience with them was that, you know, the 25% of them I would have considered to be pretty sick sociopaths. 25% of them I would have considered to be really good people. And about 50% of them I would have considered folks making a living.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was my experience.
So I think what happens when you have a tragedy like the Brentwood, in New Hampshire, a small town, you said you lived a long time there and you don't remember anything happening like this, where a police officer was shot, there was an explosion in a home, the homeowner's dead. So, like, it's been a lot of news up here in New Hampshire about this happening. And so you were talking about how distance, people far away from this, can be more insensitive to it. And I think also the people who are maybe new to New Hampshire, who are still stuck in that old mentality about the police being bad, are also likely to be more insensitive to this and say what they think. And then the people who have known this officer, or they lived in the town, they know people who know him. If they don't know him directly, they probably know somebody who knows him directly.
Because
that's how small things can be here in New Hampshire. I mean, even in a larger place like here in Keene, you said there's, what, 3,500 people in
I would say New Hampshire's probably about, or Brentwood, New Hampshire is about 3,500.
Even here in Keene, there's 24,000 people and everybody seems to know everybody else.
Sure.
So these folks are seeing a friend and or a friend of a friend who's been killed. And, of course, he's a police officer, so they give him the benefit of the doubt. And either way, it's a tough situation for them, and I can totally understand why it would come off as really off-putting if somebody else was just harping about how, you know, good riddance, cop, you scumbag.
Yeah,
that would really upset those people. But there's also a certain level of people who, even if you candy coat your opinion with them about the police, that it won't matter. Like, there's no way to express disdain for some of the things the police do without being labeled a cop hater, without being told that, you know.
It's true. Well, I mean, there's some people that are going to, you know, no matter what the social norm is, they're simply going to adopt the social norm because they don't want to be excluded from the group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are the most the most powerful glue for social norms, because they won't listen to reason. They're not interested in reason. They're not interested in any of the words coming out of your mouth. Well, yeah, maybe such and such, but, and then it's all over.
Let's go to Daniel in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
My question is along the lines of cops. I don't want to classify all cops as bad, but at the same time, I don't want to classify all cops as heroes, like happens, you know, in schools and, you know, TV shows, media, things
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
I've got a 4-year-old daughter, and I was kind of wanting maybe some insight from Mark and Brett too. What are some like age appropriate things that I could use to sort of educate my daughter as she goes along the years that, you know, cops are just people doing jobs and not, you know.
That's a good question.
I keep saying that the indoctrination is strong in that area. I've got to say, I don't have great answers for you. You know, there's lots of toys out there that are going to be aimed directly at inculcating your child with statism, right? There's military, you know, there's Green Army men.
Lego police.
Lego police. Jack loves the Lego police stuff. I mean, you know, you don't get the good helicopter unless you get the police helicopter.
Sure.
And, you know, these, you just got to keep on saying things like, you know, letting them know that just because somebody's got a hat and a badge doesn't make them the good guy. And just because somebody's got scruff on their face and a sock hat doesn't make them the bad guy. And sure, it's amazing how much of that stuff goes on. Take a look at the Lego City stuff.
Yeah, I think, too, that it's a lesson that can be built on a foundation of, you know, universal values and preferable behavior, right? It's wrong to initiate force. It's wrong to steal. It's wrong, you know, to threaten or aggress against somebody else. So, I mean, if that is universalizable, if I can make up a word for the sake of this conversation, then clearly, eventually they would understand that this person who's, you know, wearing this costume is potentially a threat if they are not adhering to those universal principles, that, you know, self-ownership, non-aggression, and property rights, because they don't. You would be a cop for a day if you followed those principles, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody would send you home because the job just doesn't work that way. So I think if that's in place first, then, you know, as a foundation, then on top of that, you can start going into more of the nuances of what the police are. And, you know, there's a history lesson there as well. You know, the police are a relatively new phenomenon in America. I don't think they go back, you know, as far as towns having police departments, I don't think that's much more than 100 years old.
1850 was about when London got it, the first police department. But consider that they had sheriff's departments before that.
Sure. Daniel, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it for tonight. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Your thoughts on the police and how to approach a situation where a cop is killed and another person in this case is killed, an individual, a controversial, sad, tragic situation. How best to approach that as somebody who loves the ideas of liberty without pandering at the same time to the cop lovers out there? This is not easy. 855-453. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about how to address the police and tragic situations where our neighbors are maybe putting, as you indicated, Brett, with the situation in Brentwood, in New Hampshire, a small town, police officer killed recently in some sort of a shooting. The homeowner also killed in that circumstance. There was an explosion. It's been all over the news, at least up here. People have been putting insignias and or the badge of the police on their Facebook profile.
Yes.
And that may be an indicator that this is not a person with whom you want to start a conversation, at least at that moment, about police abuse and how bad the cops can be.
So the whole victory lap concept is people jumping on the opportunity, not waiting even a day, you know, to let the tragedy of an event like this or Sandy Hook sink in for the other people who might be their friends on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. And they just launch right into what, for many people, probably perceive as an attack. And that is basically, when you hit somebody like that in a highly emotional state, as far as your political ideas are concerned, I think, more often than not, you've made an enemy for life.
So we can continue the discussion. You're welcome to share your thoughts toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Privacy is important online, and it does take some effort to make sure that you've got it. And one of the things you can do is go and get ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data, meaning that before whatever it is you're sending to the Internet gets to your Internet service provider, it's encrypted by ProXPN software, meaning that your ISP will no longer be logging what you're doing, because right now they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL, downloading the software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, and Android devices as well. If you're a Linux user, just email their support to get details on how to get it set up. It works well with Linux. It just takes it's a little different. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code when you're ready to upgrade to premium to get unlimited bandwidth. You can get different servers around the world to which you can connect. You can privately torrent with the premium account. And you can get that 20% off for the lifetime of your account by using code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. Another neat thing that ProXPN does allows you to do is to get around blocks. So if you're maybe at a workplace where you're not allowed to go to certain websites or at a school or in another country where certain sites or search terms are restricted, ProXPN solves that problem too. Very useful and so affordable at $5 a month when you use our discount code and buy the annual plan with code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. If you want to save even more, buy that annual plan with Bitcoin. As we continue here, we've got James. He's in Scottsdale, Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark.
Yes, Mayor.
Hello, James.
Yes, Mayor. Detective Charles Chuck Dinwiddie, rest in peace.
And for all Who's that?
The one that Tom was celebrating the hour of his death yesterday. He wasn't talking about the guy in Brentwood. And when he said finally finished off, and enclosed in a casket. No,
oh, you're talking about our caller yesterday, Tom from New Hampshire, who was celebrating the death of a police officer. Gotcha.
Yes, and I should like to say that anybody on Free Talk Live, any of your listeners or even hosts that thought that joke was funny, I hope that they suffer the same type of hell that that poor officer's family is suffering right now. I truly do think Tom is a wicked and disgusting human being. But and I did hear some people laugh.
I thought that Tom was being far better than he has been in the past on calls, and that his conversation, while lyrical, didn't cross the line into cop hating. He said they closed the casket.
In the line of duty.
No, that's he did not make funny. A joke. Could you quote the joke for me, please?
Finally finished off and is in a closed casket, if I remember from memory. Haven't checked the archives. Why don't you check the archives and find out his wit?
I'll say, James, he did have what seemed like to me, because I listened to it, and it seemed like he had a nice punchy ending prepared that
he
did draw.
He had no disrespect that he seemed to be thinking that the cop had it coming because he's on the wrong side of the drug war, as in that he's the bad guy and the narco-capitalist. And his girlfriend that shot at the cops are the good guys. But I didn't call in to talk about that. I just wanted to cast some scorn and maybe some religious, spiritual upbringing onto your fellow host and listeners. I listened for an hour and a half after that show, and not one person condemned Tom. But one of the hosts sure did laugh. And Tom is a wicked individual, most definitely. Check the tapes. I think I quoted him pretty damn accurately, but I haven't listened to the tapes. But Brett,
I think Tom definitely was gloating about the death. I mean, he seemed to be reveling in it, and I was probably the one who laughed too. Just to be fair, I don't really remember.
I think you're not Catholic,
not Christian, and you reject the God of the Bible. And just like I find it ironic that people that make fun of circumcision call Bradley a dude that looks like a lady.
I'm watching Ian's finger, and he's so ready to hang up on you, and you said something about making me an offer, so I just wanted to make sure that we got that in. I'm interested in what the offer is.
Well, I already offered, if you listen to Free Talk Live when you're not in studio,
once in a while,
$1,000 if you can come up with just one racist comment that my talk radio head hero, Dennis Prager, has ever said that's racist or anti-immigrant.
This was from a couple weeks ago when I said that was it last week that I said there was some racism in conservative talk radio? There's very much a racist code language that is used by conservatives. It's not overt racism, and I'll tell you exactly why that is. Now, first of all, as far as Dennis Prager is concerned, what?
You mentioned Dennis Prager twice by name. Can you
say well, thanks for the challenge. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Go ahead with your explanation about radio racism, talk talk hosts, etc.
All right.
You never get through a sentence with James
well,
still on the line.
As far as James
what
is concerned.
What do you mean? Whoa. You think you can't get through a sentence?
Uh-huh.
You see, this is the point, is that you, as soon as you start saying something, he's going to jump in. And, you know, I get it. You know, he was holding you to task. He said right. You mentioned Prager. I remember you mentioning Prager.
So he is offering $100,000 to anyone who can find something, what was it, racist?
Racist that Dennis Prager said. So, I don't know.
Or anti-immigrant.
Here's this. As of right now, I do not have any examples of Dennis Prager. I think in the spur of the moment, I foolishly tried to lump together a bunch of names of conservative hosts, of which Dennis Prager was one. I have no examples of Dennis Prager being
on live radio,
racist,
right?
So I would like to apologize to James, and I'm sorry for any discomfort or problems that might have caused him in the past week, knowing that a man on the radio had said something bad about Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager actually has, you know, some things that are okay that he says. I've heard him before. Yeah. But I will stick to this idea that generally conservative talk show hosts have a racist code language that they use. Now, I sound like I'm borrowing terms from the left here, but I'll tell
you. Yeah, you do.
I'll tell you why this is. For a long time, conservatives were not allied with the religious right as they are today. You know, they were not allied with deeply religious evangelical people. That didn't start until the late 70s and early 80s when they took a page from the Democrats' playbook. The Democrats, since the days of FDR, had been identifying poor, downtrodden minorities, women, as their cause. Because in their, you know, their high-minded intellectual ivory towers, they said, these people are poor, so they're dumb, and they'll believe whatever we tell them. So the conservatives, by the late 70s and early 80s, realized that they would use the same trick against the dumbest people they could find. And I'm speaking from their point of view. I'm not saying all evangelicals or, you know, Southern Christians are dumb, but you find deeply religious people in the South. You also find a lot more racism in the South. So they have been building this code language of racism.
Let's talk more about
into
it
their platform
in a moment. Do you have examples of this code language?
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That is. More on the way here at 855 453. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. 30 things. We're through 10 of them almost. 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We can resume that list here in a little bit. Also talking about the police and talk radio racist code. Brett will give us some examples of what he means by that here in a moment. And I was talking earlier about the Free State Project being a real shift for me as far as how I viewed the police, and I view them now as human beings instead of this sort of amorphous mass of evil people. I think that they're human beings who are doing sometimes the wrong thing to other human beings, and I don't have a problem telling them that. You talked about Brett shaming earlier, that you know nobody's going to change their mind if they're feeling shamed. But at the same time, I'm not just going to let Jason Short from Keene Police walk out of Fat Stuff and tell him thanks. You know, I'm going to tell Jason Short, who is a local Keene police officer. Fat Stuff is the local head shop that was recently raided by the DEA. I told Jason that with the help of Keene police, they guarded the door basically, and I told him, look, this is a sad day for Keene police, and I don't appreciate what you're doing here today. And I had a conversation with him. If you watch the video that I made, it's a 17-minute long video. I took 4 hours of this DEA raid and edited it down to 17 minutes.
Yeah.
And at the very end, I put in the conversation I had with Jason Short, because the tone that I took with the DEA was much louder and much more get out of our town kind of tone. We don't want you around here. This is not cool.
We don't like your tech around here.
Stop stealing from people. Stop ruining people's lives. So that was kind of the tact I took with the DEA. But they're not neighbors. They're people from Boston who, strapped on with guns and came and robbed a store. Jason Short and the other Keene police officers they're our neighbors. These are the people who, it's not the same situation with them versus the DEA. So I treat Jason differently than I treat the DEA in the rest of the video. I let Jason know on with a kinder tone in my voice that I don't appreciate what it is he's doing. And I don't think that's wrong of me to do, because I feel like feedback is important for these guys. And if all anybody ever does is say, attaboy, you guys are great, thanks for saving the community, and just constantly pats them on the back, puts their Facebook pictures as police badges or thin blue lines or things like that, then all they ever get is that positive reinforcement from people. Well, I think that it's okay to give people some feedback, some critical feedback on how they're performing.
It absolutely is. And when they get that, or even when they get a little bit of resistance, I think they have to take that memory to their next encounter. If all a police officer ever encounters is obedience, complete fear and obedience, it can be very emboldening.
Sure, you know? Just keep taking more.
Yeah,
more steps.
Absolutely. So that pushback, like, I've never really been in a position where I could just disappear into a jail for 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's just never been my lifestyle. And, you know, even though I've looked at some of the things that people have done, and we've had this conversation before, me, you, Derek, I've had it with Adam Kokesh on my show, I don't get what you're doing, right? But I'm glad there's people who have the courage and the willingness to do these things. You know, better to have some people do it than not do it. And I'm realizing there's much more of a division of labor in trying to forward the ideas of liberty. So I used to often quietly say, that's stupid. You know, and I don't say that anymore. I don't say that anymore.
I still say it's stupid in my mind. However,
it's stupid for me, I might say. That would be stupid if I was doing
what,
it.
What, the DEA thing or something?
Just generally,
there?
You know, like outside the system activism.
Civil disobedience.
You know, I disagree with. Whatever it is.
Is holding police accountable considered outside the system activism?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? I mean, like, it's just.
Is something outside the system so long as it's not basically begging a politician? Is that what your
begging
definition
a politician
of,
or being
because,
a politician?
Because, as you know, holding a video camera and asking the police questions, it seems fully within the system to me. It's not
I've
illegal.
Seen you doing it for a decade now, and it hasn't done a damn thing.
Depends on how you look at things, Mark. Well, there are a lot of people who move to New Hampshire as a result of the
that.
Activism that we do. So it has done something. Thank you.
That's the thing that it has done. And he said he didn't. You know, what does he think? And this is what I think. I think that you've got different goals than what I have. I want to, you know, see New Hampshire become more liberty oriented, and yeah, attracting people is part of that. But I don't want to do it with outside the system activism because I got to live here.
So you just stand by as the police raid a person's home, destroy a person's
business.
They're
raiding people's homes already all
so
over
that makes
the country.
It okay. So now that they've
it's
done it elsewhere,
okay.
It's okay for them to do it to your neighbors. I'm not going to stand by and stay quiet like a good little citizen as somebody's business is being destroyed. Someone who's peaceful, who interacts with other people on a peaceful basis. Who, by the way, the owner of that store sent me a message on Facebook
saying thanking
me up and down for what I did that day.
Sure did. Absolutely true.
And it wasn't just me. It was other activists who were out there, plus locals who were out there as well to express how they were concerned for this business owner. And thank goodness people in Keene are willing to stand up for themselves and willing to stand up for others and speak out against this. It's people like you, Mark, who stand by the side and you say nothing and you just look on and you think things. You think this is a terrible thing, but you won't speak out about it.
Well,
you're the ones who are the problem.
But he's
nonsense.
I don't agree with you there. He's putting his neck out more than 99.9%. percent of people just by being here tonight.
It's not good enough, Brett. It's not good enough unless you put you stop doing your nationally syndicated radio program, which is the largest platform of liberty, and go out and fight a traffic ticket with the people of Keene. You haven't done enough. Like, that's what it's all about.
I didn't say you haven't done enough.
No, yeah, that's what you. It's people like you.
It's people who don't do anything, who stand along
people
the side.
Like, no, you
and
said
complain.
I am. You used me as the poster child for people who don't do enough, so, meaning that I did not freaking do enough.
Just remember, if you own a business and the police are raiding you, Mark won't do anything about it.
I own a business.
Mark will just stand by and he'll watch quietly.
I think you're being more divisive than you need to be here.
He's
like
an a-hole. That's why.
You, by the way, you are the reddest man I've seen right now. Very red. But I mean, I think you know you should see each other as being on the same side here, considering that most people. It's not that most people are doing nothing. Most people don't even know there is a problem. It reminds me of, like, the Occupy movement, and they were saying, we are the 99%, when statistically, in any way that matters, they were the 1% of, first of all, people who recognize that there is a problem. That's mm-hmm. almost nobody. And then the people who are willing to do anything about
sure.
it is almost nobody within that group. So you two are allies, and this comes back to division of labor. You have no kids. You are unmarried, Ian. You can probably afford to take more significant risks than Mark can. You know, you would agree, right?
Sure. No, I don't want to make it sound like Mark isn't contributing anything. It's just that that attitude of his is what I'm saying is the problem. If more people were to not just stand quietly aside as the police run roughshod over innocent people's lives, then maybe the police would behave in a different manner.
I don't think
maybe if
true.
They were getting feedback from people more like what I was giving to them, rather than people just quietly, meekly letting them get away with it.
I don't think everybody's got the personality for it, Ian. The fact is that you've been doing this a long time. You've been pretty successful at keeping yourself in check. You know, I get pretty angry.
You're saying you get violent.
I can't control yourself.
Right.
I could very well.
No, then that's a good reason to do this.
A big anger management issue, man.
Yeah.
And
that's a good point.
And I'm not sure that you're doing anything particularly good, honestly. I mean, I haven't seen the results, the fruits of your labor, other than some people saying it's great and some people saying it sucks.
If the metric is it brings people to Keene, then that's a result that requires further investigation as well, right? Because maybe of all the people out there who might feel similarly, maybe you have somebody like Derek J, who's in Pennsylvania, and says, I like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They share my values. I'm a peaceful man. I'm going there to do that. But then you might have other people who say, I like what they're doing. They're annoying people and filming it. I like to annoy people. I'm going to go there. Right? So you're casting a very big net. Right? So the result itself of just getting people to come to New Hampshire, yeah, you've had some great people come here. Right, but you've also had some people who weren't so great.
Sure,
you know, so that's something that I think.
So has Manchester, by the way.
Oh,
I have
absolutely.
To point that out. And they have not had the level of publicity around the activism that goes on there. So it's just there have been some bad people that have gone to Manchester, and some of that has become public.
Yeah,
we don't know how much of it hasn't become public. When the bad people come to Keene, they become more visible, and so it's more of a memorable thing when somebody like that. But I remember a couple of years ago there was a Manchester activist who was outed at Porkfest for stealing from his roommates, and he left the movement. And you look surprised. You hadn't heard about that.
No.
He left the movement with shame, and he took off after he was outed on stage by his roommates for being a thief. And then it was after that other former roommates of his started to come out and started to say they had also had incidents with this person. Of course, his roommates at the time had said, well, gosh, it would have been nice had you told us about this prior to us taking him on as a tenant. By the way, that particular individual ended up moving to Texas, where he's now going to prison for raping a teenager, apparently.
Oh, my.
Drugging and raping. 855, 450, free. And so, you know, lots of people are attracted to New Hampshire. Some, not so desirable. But I wouldn't say that one form of activism or another is the cause of that. There's more on the way here. You can take control. And we still have to get to the talk radio code. I haven't forgotten about that.
Yes.
We'll get back to that or get to that here coming up in hour 3. 855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.